Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 20, verses 3-8, 11, and 14 through 18.
今日读经经文来自约翰福音第20章3-8节，第11节14-18节。
We'll read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们首先一起用英文读，之后再一起用广东话读。
John 20, verse 3. Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there. While the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go, find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." Then she gave them his message.
约翰福音第二十章，彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看完的，就对他说：先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说：玛利亚。玛利亚就转过身来，用希伯来话对他说：拉波尼，拉波尼就是夫子的意思。耶稣说：不要摸我，因为我还没耶。因为我还没有升上去见我的父，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福读和听他话的人。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is titled Personal Hope.
陈牧师今日嘅题目系个人的盼望。
Good morning, a blessed Easter to you all.
各位早晨，祝大家复活节快乐。
The resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ actually happened.
耶稣基督从坟墓里复活系实在系有发生。
In other words, it's a historical fact that Jesus rose from the dead.
换句话讲，这个是一个历史的事实，他实在是从死里复活。
Now this historical fact is like no other historical fact.
但这个历史的事实跟其他的历史事实不同。
For instance, and I get this from Tim Keller's book on the resurrection, you can believe or choose not to believe in a historical fact that Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon River in 49 AD.
例如这个例子，我由Tim Keller 牧师的一本书他们拿出来，他说你可以相信凯撒大帝曾经去经过这个鲁比肯河在公元后49年的时间。
You can believe that or not believe that.
你可以相信他，也可以不相信。
But that historical truth doesn't change your life.
但这个这样的历史事实不能够改变你的生命。
Now it might be nice to know the significance of the history behind that very act.
如果可以知道这个历史，这一件历史事实背后的整个的事件的时候呢，没错，是一件挺好的事。
It might help you in your world history exam.
可能可以帮助你在世界历史里面的考试。
But it doesn't really matter that Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon River in your life.
但这个凯撒大帝怎样经过这条河，几时经过，对你的生命实在没有任何改变。
Now just as a sidebar, for those of you who might be interested, yes, Julius Caesar was in rebellion against the Roman Senate when he crossed that Rubicon River.
这个凯撒大帝他过这条河的时候呢，他其实是即是违背了当时罗马的参议院的决定。
And it was a significant event, right? Because it precipitated the Roman Civil War.
这个事实很重要，因为在历史里面这件事件引领到当时罗马的内战。
And ultimately, Caesar became dictator and the rise of the imperial era of Rome began.
然后结果就是凯撒成为一个独裁者，然后这个罗马帝国的时间开始。
And Caesar coined a famous phrase that you might have heard, the die is cast.
凯撒大帝当时讲句说话，他说大局已定，没有东西可以翻转头了。
And of course that means today that no, there's no way, it's a slang saying there's no way to turn back.
就是意思是不可以再翻转头。
But that doesn't help you, right? It doesn't help you in your personal life.
但这件事情不能够在你的生命里面有任何的帮助。
In contrast, belief in the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus Christ can change you, absolutely.
但相反的，相信耶稣基督从死里复活这件事实，这个历史的事实能够改变你的生命。
Now this change, though, is not through intellectual assent alone.
但这个改变并不是只是你头脑上认知同意就可以发生。
This change happens only by meeting the risen Lord personally and uniting yourself to him by faith.
这个改变是藉着你和这个复活的主在个人层面上面的相遇，同埋藉住你嘅信心系同佢联合。
It's only then that you can truly experience the powerful hope which you have been called to.
你只有系咁样先至能够去睇到、经历到佢嘅恩召系有几咁有指望。
Now the New Testament gives us 5 case studies of people who met Jesus after he rose from the dead.
在新约圣经里面，给我们看到 有五个的事件，就是那些人去跟这个复活了的耶稣相遇。
The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 verses 3 to 6 mentions that the appearance of the risen Christ happened to a large group of people of over 500.
保罗在哥林多前书15章3至到6节讲到耶稣基督在一大群人面前显现，那群人有超过500人那么多。
Four of those five individual cases appear in the last two chapters of the Gospel of John.
那在这四个的事件里面，是在约翰福音最尾那两章里面出现。
The fifth case is the conversion of Paul, which was mentioned in Sunday school today in Acts chapter 9.
那第五个事件就是保罗的和耶稣基督的相遇，是在使徒行传的第九章。
And all those cases together tell us what's like to meet personally the risen Christ.
这五个事件都给我们看到和耶稣基督相遇是一件什么事情。
Of course, I only have about 25 minutes to cover all of this, so we only can look at two of the five cases today.
我们今天早上会看当中的两个的例子。
And next time, we'll look at another two of them.
然后下一次呢，我们再看另外两个例子。
So are you ready? First, let's look at how Mary meets Jesus.
所以首先我们看看玛利亚怎样去遇见耶稣。
Now the text tells us, as you've just read, that Mary stood outside the tomb, crying.
经文给我们看到玛利亚站在这个坟墓的外面去哭泣。
And she turned around and saw Jesus standing there.
她转身就看到耶稣基督站在那里。
But she didn't recognize him. She didn't realize that it was Jesus.
但玛利亚不认得这个就是耶稣。
And Jesus asked her, this is in verse 15 and following, Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?
咁耶稣就问佢啦，妇人点解要哭？为什么哭？你找谁呢
？And as the text says, thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him."
玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
Notice what happens next, Jesus.Again, that's important. Jesus said to her, Mary.
然后耶稣就说了，很重要的这里说，耶稣说玛利亚。
And after she heard that, then she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni.
玛利亚听到之后呢，她就转过身来用希伯来话对她说话，拉波尼。
And as the text says, that means teacher.
拉波尼呢，就是夫子的意思，就是老师。
And then something puzzling happens. Jesus says to her, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers, again, that's another important phrase, to my brothers, and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
然后呢，耶稣讲了一些很特别的说话，他说耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
And Mary trusted and obeyed the Lord. She went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that what Jesus said to her.
咁啊，玛利亚就听耶稣所讲嘅，跟住咧就去告诉门徒说：我已经看见了主，又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
Did you notice that the risen Jesus, when he approached Mary and Mary saw him, she didn't realize, as verse 14 said, she didn't realize that it was Jesus.
你有冇留意到咧？当耶稣去向玛利亚显现嘅时候。玛利亚第一眼见到佢，并唔知道佢系耶稣。
Now this isn't surprising because we know from other parts of the New Testament that there were others. Same thing happened.
我哋唔应该诧异，因为喺新约圣经其他嘅部分咧，有类似嘅事情系发生。
For instance, in Luke 24, the disciples on the road to Emmaus didn't recognize the resurrected Christ as he appeared before them and talked to them and even ate a meal with them.
就好似路加福音24章，有两个门徒喺以马忤斯路上边行嘅时候，耶稣基督向佢哋显现，佢哋一齐讲嘢，一齐行，甚至乎一齐食饭，但佢哋都唔认得呢个系耶稣。
The text tells us they did not recognize him at first.
经文俾我哋睇到，佢哋首先系唔认得系耶稣。
You see, Christ's resurrected body was a body that he had. He had a body, right? He had a body, but it was not like it was before.
耶稣基督从死里复活，佢有一个身体，但呢个身体唔似以前嗰个。
Somehow it was transformed and perfected.
系已经被改变，同埋系一个完美嘅。
And people who had known Jesus, when he walked this earth, could not immediately identify him when they saw him after he was raised from the dead.
嗰啲以前认识耶稣嘅人，当佢哋见到耶稣复活之后，佢哋唔能够去认得系佢。
But that's probably not the only reason that Mary didn't recognize him, or she was.Not able to recognize him.
但呢个可能唔系只系其中一个玛利亚唔能够认得耶稣嘅原因。
Right, Mary's just like us. You know, when we have something in our mind, when we have a narrative in our mind, which we're interpreting everything, we think, we have tunnel vision.
玛利亚其实好似我哋一样，当我哋心里边有一啲嘢嘅时候，我哋去思考其出啲边嘅问题嘅时候。都是好像我们在一个隧道里面看东西，只是看到那样东西。
And I say that because of verse 13 of our text. Mary there says they...
因为我们经文的第十三节，她说
Mary says, they have taken my Lord away, she said. I don't know where they've put him. See, that's her mindset.
她说他们已经将我的主拿走了，我不知道他们现在将他放在哪里。这个是玛利亚心里面所想着的东西。
And it was because of that mindset, because of that narrative that was in her brain, that she failed to recognize the angels and even Jesus himself.
就因为玛利亚心里面去充满着这件事情，所以她不能够去认得耶稣，同埋她都看不到个天使。
And Jesus and his salvation plan did not fit her expectations. She didn't expect it.
耶稣同埋佢嘅救恩嘅计划并唔能够好似去適切配合到瑪利亞所諗嘅個期望。
In other words, her expectations or her narrative that was in her head of events function as a filter or a screen, making it impossible for her to see the risen Christ right before her.
換句話講，就係瑪利亞佢心裏邊對於事情嘅期望，就好似一個過濾器咁樣，讓佢咧係睇唔到耶穌基督。
Now, in this, Mary represents us. She represents the entire human race.
其实玛利亚就代表了我们，代表了全人类。
As you'll see on slide 2, Acts 13:27 tells us, the people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets.
就好似《使徒行传》十三章里边，耶路撒冷居住嘅人同佢哋嘅官长，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就把基督定了死罪，正应了先知的预言。
You see, you can't conclude that the residents of Jerusalem were unusually spiritually blind.
你唔可以就咁话耶路撒冷嘅居民，佢哋系特别系属灵上系黑眼嘅。
If Jesus was in some other place like Rome or some other people, they would not have realized also that he was the Son of God and the Savior.
因为如果耶稣去罗马或者其他嘅地方嘅时候，佢哋都唔会认到耶稣就系神嘅儿子。
And many of you who have shared your faith also have come across people that they're not able to understand, they're not able to recognize Jesus.
你们可能都会遇到一些人，他们不能够去明白或者去认识耶稣。
And so the problem of not being able to recognize who Jesus is a shared problem with the entire human race.
所以不能够认到耶稣是哪一个，这个问题是整个人类的问题。
As you'll see on the next slide, slide 3, no one seeks God. That's what Paul writes, Romans 3:10.
保罗在罗马书三章十节说，没一个人去寻求神，没一个。
And what the Apostle Paul means when he wrote that is not that no one seeks for the divine and transcendent or spirituality in general.
保罗所讲的并不是说没人去寻求一些属灵的事情或者是超然的事情。
What Paul means when he wrote that is no human being seeks the true and living God.
保罗的意思是没一个人去寻求这位真又真又活的神。
You see, your friends, your families who don't believe, they might seek spirituality.
你那些不信的朋友或者家人，他们可能会找一些属灵的东西。
But the human heart always wants a God who fits our desires.
但人的心经常是想找一个神是能够满足他渴求的东西。
We want a God that fits our narrative, what's in our brain, what we think a God should be.
我们作为人，我们想找一个神是能够配合我们心里面期望那个神是怎样的。
And you know what? Usually that God is, it's a God who we can control, who doesn't challenge us, who doesn't assess us.
那这个神会是怎样呢？这个神就是我们可以控制的，这个不会挑战我们，不会叫我们检查自己的神。
And therefore, what's in our minds is a cardboard cutout of a God, not the true and living God.
结果是怎样呢？这个不是一个真又活的神，这个是一个神，只不过我们要拼凑出来的。
And so whatever Mary's idea was of Jesus at that moment, the figure standing before her, right before her very eyes, did not fit her mindset.
所以无论玛利亚她心里面想的耶稣是怎样，但是那个站在她面前的耶稣呢，不配合到她心里面的期望。
And that's the message of the Bible. God never fits human categories and conceptions of what he should be.
这个就是圣经给我们的信息，就是说神从来都不是要去配合人的期望，或者人所认为神应该是怎样的。
You know, I hope you noticed when we read the text that it's God who spoke first to Mary, then she recognized him, Rabboni, teacher.
你要留意到就是耶稣首先去向玛利亚说话，然后玛利亚先至认到佢，跟住话拜玻璃。
That's extremely significant because there's no hope for us if God waited for us to make the first move.
这个是很重要的，因为如果神不是首先去走出第一步的时候，我们是没盼望。
We would be lost if God stood apart from us, waiting for us to figure things out.
如果神只是站在一边，等我们去自己去想通这个事情的时候，我们是永远的失丧。
And we can't figure out who and where he is.
我们不能够去想到究竟他是哪一个，或者他是哪一个。
Unless God himself calls us by name, Mary.
除非神亲自去呼召我们的名字，好像叫玛利亚一样。
You see, we've never come to believe. We've never come and recognize him. Only when he calls us, then Mary recognized the risen Christ.
我们只有等耶稣基督去呼召我们的时候，我们先至去认到耶稣是哪一个。
And as the text spells out,That's what happened. Mary saw, believed, had faith, saw the risen Christ.
然后经文讲俾佢听，玛利亚见到，去认到耶稣基督，去相信，睇到呢个复活嘅主。
You know, right before that, before she recognized him, before he said Mary, he began with some questions. Right? He said, "Why are you crying?"
但是在玛利亚认得耶稣之前呢，耶稣问他一个问题，他说你为什么要在这里哭啊？
He said, Who are you looking for?
耶稣问你找哪一个呢？
You see, he doesn't approach Mary like an army sergeant, right? Seeking submission, but he approaches her like a counselor, looking for insight.
耶稣向玛利亚说话，并不是好像一个军官要人去服从他，他是好像一个导师这样慢慢去引领他。
Now, of course, the question was a pretty perplexing one, right, to Mary.
当然，对于玛利亚这个问题很困惑。
You know, who are you looking for? Who is Jesus? Who are you looking for?
他说你找哪一个啊？耶稣是哪一个啊？
It says Jesus was saying to Mary, Mary, you love me, but your understanding of who I am is still far too small.
好像耶稣就是对玛利亚说你是爱我，但是你对于我的认知仍然是很微小。
And that's so true of us too. Our understanding. That's why you need the scriptures. You need the Holy Spirit. You need to study the Bible because our perception of who God is too small.
这个对我们也都是一样，我们对于认识神，我们认识的是实在太少，所以我们要去不断的在圣经里面去继续去研读。
And finally, in the scene, Jesus breaks through to Mary's heart.
然后最后呢，耶稣呢，就是去到他的心里面。
And it's only then, after Jesus calls out Mary, that Mary responds, Teacher, Rabboni.
在耶稣去呼叫玛利亚之后，玛利亚就认得他说拉波尼，就是老师、夫子的意思。
She's awoken from her spiritual sleep.
就好像他在属灵的睡眠里面突然间醒了一样。
And salvation.From our waywardness is always, as the Bible spells out very clearly, a gift of God's grace.
神给我们一个救恩，从我们的任性里面去拯救出来，是神的恩典，是一个礼物。
Now, also in the text, we also learn that Christian faith means intimate, personal communion.
基督徒的信心亦都是一个个人的和神的关系，亲密的关系。
Because what happens when Mary cries out, Rabboni or teacher?
你看看当玛利亚呼叫拉波尼老师之后有什么事发生呢？
It's that peculiar verse 17, Jesus says, Do not hold on to me.
这一节很特别的经文，耶稣对玛利亚说，不要望我。
And at first, as you read that,I know that many of you have read it several times throughout your life. At first glance, it's kind of strange.
你首先睇嘅时候，你可能会觉得呢句说话好奇怪。
And some have thought he was saying, "Don't touch me. I'm too holy."
咁有啲人会话啊，耶稣话唔好掂我，我太圣洁啦。
And some people might say that because they're thinking of Exodus, Exodus 3, right, where God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush.And told Moses not to come any closer.
啲人咁样讲系因为佢哋咧谂起咧旧约圣经里边吓耶稣啊神咧向摩西去显现喺呢个燃烧紧嘅荆棘里边去向摩西话你唔好行咁近啦。
But that doesn't explain because later on in the chapter, John 20, Jesus invites Thomas to touch him.
但系就唔能够解释到。在约翰福音二十章，耶稣咧去邀请多马嚟到去触摸佢嘅钉痕。
It doesn't explain why others, women in particular, who met him in Matthew 28, clasped his feet.
亦都唔能够解释点解有啲女性喺马太福音二十八章里边去抱住耶稣嘅脚。
And so things become clearer for us.When we realize that the term translated hold on to me is a Koine Greek word that means to cling very tightly, even to pinch.
但如果你去到字 当时的希利文的翻译就是其实就是很紧紧的捉住他。
And so, as you read that in Koine Greek, it's more likely that when Mary realized it was Jesus, she embraced him with all her physical and emotional strength.
就好似呢就是说玛利亚去认得耶稣的时候呢他去大力力的去揽住他。
And that's not surprising.
我们不应该觉得诧异。
Because in Luke 8, it tells us that Jesus had freed Mary from 7 demons.
因为路加福音第八章俾我哋睇到呢耶稣曾经将玛利亚喺呢个七个嘅恶灵里面去释放出嚟。
Jesus had delivered her from spiritual and emotional torment.
耶稣基督将佢从呢个属灵同埋情绪上面嘅折磨里面拯救出嚟。
And when Jesus was crucified and died on the cross, she had thought she'd lost him forever.
当耶稣基督死在十字架上面的时候，玛利亚以为已经失去了他，永远的失去。
And now she's absolutely astonished that to learn that he's alive.
现在呢，他就很惊讶，原来耶稣基督仍然是生存。
And that would explain that. That's why she hugged him so tightly.
所以就解释到为什么玛利亚这么紧紧地捉住耶稣。
But Jesus had a mission for Mary, and he says, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers. Notice he says, brothers, these are the people, the very people who deserted him, the disciples, they deserted, every single one of them deserted him, but he calls them my brothers and tell them, I am ascending.To my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
你睇下耶稣咧，原来俾咗一样嘢玛利亚做，佢话咧唔好望我，因为咧我未有升上天去见我嘅父，你往我弟兄那里去。啊，呢啲弟兄咧就系耶稣基督嗰啲嘅门徒，嗰啲曾经啊去丢弃咗耶稣嘅门徒，但系耶稣仍然称佢为弟兄。佢话告诉他们说：我要上升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。
And Mary trusted and obeyed. She went to disciples with that news. I've seen the Lord, and she told them all these things.
玛利亚咧就遵从耶稣基督所讲嘅，佢话我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
So you could paraphrase what Jesus was telling Mary in this way. Mary, I know why you're clinging so tightly to me. You're grieving over the loss of our relationship.
你可以换句话去睇下耶稣基督对玛利亚所讲嘅。佢话啊，玛利亚，我知道咧，你点解咁紧紧嘅去捉住我？因为咧，你系为咗我嘅失去咗我咧，系忧伤。
And now you're thinking that if youGrab and hold on to me tightly, that you'll never, that we won't be separated again.
咁咧，玛利亚，你以为你而家咁样紧紧嘅捉住我咧，我哋就唔会再分开啦。
But Mary says, Jesus, you don't understand.
但耶稣话，玛利亚，你唔明白。
When I ascend to the Father, says Jesus, and sit at His right hand, and send you.And others, the Spirit of God, then everyone in the world who believes in me will be able to commune, to personally be close and intimate with me.
耶稣说，当我去升上去，去到父神，坐在父神的右边的时候，我就会差派圣灵来到你们那里，然后这个世界上相信我的人都能够跟我有一个亲密的关系。
Do you see how significant that is, that biblical truth? Through the Spirit of God, Jesus is saying, I will be able to come to you, to commune, to relate, to draw near to you in love.
耶稣就是说，藉着圣灵，我可以跟你一起，是很亲密的，跟你有关系，跟你一起同在。
See, Jesus had to go and ascend.To the Father, to have Jesus' very presence to be in the believer.
耶稣基督一定要去到父神嗰度，以致耶稣基督系能够同佢嘅信徒一齐。
And so Jesus let me go to the Father. That's very important. And all who seek it will have a fellowship, a communing with me.
佢就系话让我去到父神嗰度，以致你哋每一个相信嘅人都能够同我有团契，有亲密关系。
This is really the crux of what's happening in the passage here, and I have it on slide 4. Intimacy, closeness with the risen Lord is one of the gifts given to each believer in the resurrection.
同耶稣基督有嗰个亲密嘅关系，这个复活嘅主嘅亲密关系，是给每一个相信耶稣基督复活嘅人嘅一个礼物。
You see, there's an infinite distance between knowing about God and really knowing God.
认识关于神嘅嘢同埋认识神当中有一个好大嘅差距。
And it's very important because to know God personally, as John tells us in John 17:3, is eternal life.
正如约翰福音十七章第三节所讲，个人层面上你去认识神就系有永生。
See, this is no abstraction. It's about a relationship.
呢啲并唔系抽象嘅，因为呢个系一个关系。
You know, every genuine relationship, there's give and take, right?
每一个真正嘅关系里边都有啲系好嘅，唔好嘅。
They're speaking and listening.
有说话同埋聆听。
And we relate to the Lord through worship, through the Word of God, through prayer.
我哋又藉住崇拜，藉住神嘅话语，藉住祈祷去同神也有关系。
And it's because Jesus is not a dead teacher, but a risen, living Savior, and we can have such a close relationship with Him.
因为耶稣唔系一个死咗嘅老师，佢系一个复活咗仍然活着嘅救主，我哋同佢有可以有一个咁样关系。
Let me ask you some very practical questions.Concerning your relationship with the living God.
我问你一个实际的问题，关于你的关系。
Right, when you pray, do you feel like you're really making contact with God?
当你祈祷的时候，你咪觉得好似同神系接触紧呢？
Do you sense God's presence in your prayer?
你系咪喺你嘅祈祷里边感受到神嘅同在呢？
Do you find that sometimes, again, not always and not even usually, but often, as you pray, thoughts about His wisdom, His mercy, His goodness become crystal clear to you?
你是不是有时觉得在你祈祷的时候，你看到祂的智慧、祂的怜悯、祂的美善是变得越来越清楚呢？
There's a comfort. There's a delight in meeting Him.
是不是在你跟他的相遇里面是有安慰和有喜乐呢？
Do you find that sometimes as you pray, that your burdens, the burdens of life, of your problems, are being lifted off your shoulders?
是不是有时祈祷的时候，你觉得在你生命里面的重担呢，好像是轻了啊，被提起了呢？
All of these things that I've just mentioned are available to Christians.Who have this unmatched blessing of knowing, truly knowing the risen Christ.
我们刚才所讲的这些东西都是基督徒是可以得到，只要他们是认识这个复活的主。
There's a bit of paradox here in the text that Jesus is saying to Mary.
在耶稣基督对玛利亚所讲的这段说话里面，有些似是而非的东西。
Did you notice it? Did you catch it in the text?
你有没有留意到呢？
He has to go away. Jesus has to go away in order to come closer to Mary than he has ever been. He has to go away.
就是耶稣是要离开，以致能够，他能够是来到去同玛利亚系更加近。
And if you're familiar with the Gospel of John, all this is laid out and spelled out very clearly in John 14 to 16.
我们刚才所讲的都是在约翰福音十四至十六章很清楚地讲出来。
Because it's there that Jesus spells out clearly to his disciples that he was leaving them and sending them the Spirit of God.
因为耶稣跟他的门徒说他离开之后呢他就会可以差派圣灵来到他们的当中。
Yet when that Spirit of God came to them, the believer, he, Jesus, would be coming to them.
当这个圣灵来到他们的当中的时候呢耶稣就是来到他们那里。
I have this on slide 5. Jesus said that the Spirit would, quote, glorify, unquote, glorify him to them.
耶稣在那里讲话这个圣灵是要荣耀我。
That means they would be able to see his beauty, to see God's greatness in a way that they could not have done while Jesus was on earth.
换句话讲，就是说呢，他们是能够看到神耶稣的美善和几咁伟大，是当耶稣在地上面，他们看不到的。
And the Apostle Paul declares that when we by faith contemplate Jesus and the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit, his glory shines into our hearts and transforms us.
保罗亦都宣讲话，当我哋喺信心嘅里边去思考耶稣基督喺呢个福音，同埋藉住圣灵嘅大能嘅时候，神嘅荣耀就系照亮我哋嘅心，改变我哋。
Do you see what Jesus is saying? It's so very, very important.
你睇唔睇到耶稣讲嘅几咁重要咧
？When I ascend, he says to the Father, I will send the Holy Spirit.And the Holy Spirit will make me real to you.
耶稣就是说，当我升到去父神的右手边的时候，我就会差派圣灵。这个圣灵就使我在你里面是成为更加真实。
That's what Jesus means when he will show you his glory.
这个就是耶稣所讲话，将他的荣耀去给你去看到的意思。
And This is an understatement. Certainly we need that now, especially during a time like this.
这个是我们现在更加需要的。
This is a statement of unsurpassable encouragement that you need today.
这个是你今天所需要的一个很大的鼓励。
You see, we might be tempted to think that it would have been so much better So much better to actually have been there as an eyewitness to the risen Christ.
我们可能会以为，如果我们当时在那里是亲眼去看到、见证到耶稣的时候，是更加一件好的事情。
You see, that's what we think. We think, oh, you know, if we were like the first disciples, our thinking might have actually, you know, when we heard his voice and when we touched his hand, you know, our faith and communion with the Lord would be better.
我们以为啊，如果我们在这里看到耶稣、听到耶稣和掂到耶稣的时候呢，我们跟耶稣的关系更加好，我们的信心更加强。
You're not paying attention to the text.
但是你就没有留意到圣经所讲的。
Jesus is saying that we can have a view of his glory and an intimacy with him better than any of his followers who were with him on earth.
耶稣就是说我们能够跟他有一个更加好亲密的关系，更加看到他的荣耀，比起当时跟随他的人，当耶稣在地上面的时候，他们更加多。
We're in a better position with the Holy Spirit in us than the first century disciples who met the risen Christ.
我们现在有圣灵在我们的心里面，是比起当时那些看到耶稣基督复活的人，是一个更加优胜。
Do you see that? Jesus in his glory is greater, closer than if Jesus had actually held you in his arms and kissed you.
我们看到耶稣的荣耀是更加大、更加亲密，比起当时去捉住耶稣的手，能够去耶稣能够去亲吻我们是更加好。
And remarkably, despite Mary's failure to recognize Jesus, her passion for loving fellowship with him was a sign that she understood God's grace.
纵使当时玛利亚认唔到耶稣系边一个，但系玛利亚对于佢爱慕耶稣同佢有团契嘅关系，俾我哋睇到呢个系佢一个表征，就系佢认识到神嘅恩典系乜嘢。
If you're familiar with Mary's story in the New Testament, you know Mary's life had been in ruins.
如果你知道玛利亚故事嘅时候，你知道玛利亚嘅生命系一塌糊涂、一团糟，好似个废墟。
But Jesus brought her out of that.
当耶稣基督将佢带出嚟嘅时候
，She must have thought in her heart, or maybe said on her lips, "How is it that I can believe in you?"
玛利亚可能当时会谂啊，点解我有乜可能会去相信你呢？
I used to be possessed by demons. I walked half crazed in the streets of Jerusalem.
我曾经系被鬼附着喺周街游荡。
How is it that I can be a child of the living God?
我点可能系呢位活神嘅儿女呢？
But Jesus shows her. He shows her, yes, she could be a child of God by grace.
但耶稣俾佢哋睇，俾佢睇到佢可以成为神嘅儿女，系藉住神嘅恩典。
See, you need to tell that to people. You need to tell that to them because people say, "Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to be a Christian." Right? That's nonsense.
你要将呢件事去讲俾人听，俾人睇到，因为通常啲人即系话。啊！我唔够好啊！我冇可能成为神嘅儿女，呢个系唔啱嘅。
And on slide 6, you'll see, to the degree you understand your need for God's grace, to that degree faith explodes. Faith explodes in your life in the form of love.
就系你要去认识到你需要你嘅恩典，你需要神嘅恩典。然后你嘅信心先至喺你嘅生命里边去彰显出嚟，成为一个爱。
The Apostle Paul puts it this way in Galatians 5:6: Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. In other words, works righteousness, right? It means nothing. He says the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
保罗在加拉太书第五章第六节，他说受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
Now that was Mary. That's the first case study. There's another person here in the text. In John 20 at the resurrection.
另外有一个人在约翰福音第二十章所给我们看到另一个例子。
And earlier in the chapter, John 20,The text calls this person the, quote, the other disciple, the one Jesus loved.
咁啊，二十章第二节，佢话那信那门徒啊，嗰位耶稣所爱嘅。
And tradition understands that this figure to be John himself, one of the 12 apostles, the author of the Gospel of John.
传统嘅认知就系话呢一个所谓嘅那个门徒咧，就系使徒约翰。
Our text this morning tells us that Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb.
咁啊，经文里面讲话彼得同埋呢个门徒咧，约翰咧就去到去呢个坟墓。
Again, this happened after Mary told them that she'd seen the Lord, right?
呢个系玛利亚，当玛利亚讲俾佢听，佢哋见到复活嘅主之后。
And both of those men were running.But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
咁咧，两个咧一齐跑去，但系嗰个门徒咧比彼得跑得更加快，先到咗呢个坟墓。
And the other disciple, John, bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in.
咁咧，约翰咧就话低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。
Then the text tells us Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb.
咁跟住西门彼得咧，随后也到了进坟墓里去。
And then he saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head.
咁咧就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处。
And the cloth was still lying in its place.
佢话是在另一处卷着。
It was separate from the linen.
系同细麻布分开。
And finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also, it says, went inside.
佢话先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。
And remarkably, as verse 8 tells us, he saw and believed.
佢话佢看见就信了啦。
That's very significant because unlike Mary, John and Peter go into the tomb.
啊，唔似玛利亚、约翰同埋彼得咧，佢哋直接去入到这个坟墓的里面。
And they begin to look around. They assess the situation.
他们周围看去考察那个状况。
And the text tells us they look carefully at the grave clothes and their reasoning powers go into high gear.
他们很小心的考察去看那些的裹头巾和细麻布，他们去心里面去不断去思考。
Now, this isn't so clear in the English translation, but it is very clear in Koine Greek.
咁啊，英文嘅翻译咧唔系咁清楚，但系喺希腊文嘅翻译就好清楚啦。
And I have it on slide 7 for you. When verse 1 tells us Mary saw that the stone at the tomb's mouth had been rolled away, the word that's used there is the typical Koine Greek word for sight, blepe.
咁啊，嗰、那个经文话，当玛利亚睇到吓系、封住坟墓嘅石被滚开嘅时候，嗰、那个玛利亚睇到嗰个字咧，就系、一个眼目目光睇到嘅字。
But the Greek word used to describe how Peter and John looked at the tomb, that's another word in Koine Greek, and it's the word theoreo.
咁但系当形容到彼得同埋约翰喺呢个墓。坟墓入边去睇嘅时候，嗰、那个睇嗰个字咧系另一个希腊字。
It means to reason, to theorize, right? Theoreo, theorize, to ponder.
嗰个字嘅意思就系话要去思考，去揾呢个原因去去思想。
In other words, they didn't just take a quick glance into the tomb, right? They assessed the situation. They were thinking about it.They were thinking in their head a hypothesis of what has happened.
换句话讲，佢哋入到呢个坟墓里边嘅时候咧，唔系净系就咁眼去望，而系佢哋心里边去思考，去揾出个原因，去睇下嗰时当时嘅状况系乜嘢。
They began theorizing about the condition. How come? Why did this happen? How come the grave clothes are like that?
他们尝试去找出一个理论去解释为什么那些细麻布那些裹头巾会这样摆，为什么会是这样的呢？
You know, if you've taken science, and probably you have taken a science course, what do scientists do? They reason. They're seeking a working hypothesis of what has happened. What is this phenomenon?
你学过科学嘅，你知道科学家做乜嘢咧？就系话要尝试去理出一个原因，一个理论去解释一个现象。
They were looking, analyzing at the grave clothes, lying. It's a Greek word there. That word lying means to be arranged in an orderly way. Well, how can that be?
佢哋睇到嘅时候，佢哋睇到乜嘢咧？就系话嗰个细麻布，佢哋系放在一处。是为什么呢？为什么是很有系统的放在这里。
The clothes hadn't been torn to shreds, nor was it unraveled in a heap of pile of mess.
就是说呢，那个衣物，那个细麻布呢，不是整烂晒，周围飞，乱咁摆，摆埋一堆咁样。
And they also saw the head cloth that was wrapped around the body. It's not thrown aside.Nor on a pile with the rest, it was in another place, folded neatly.
同样的就是他们看到那个裹头巾，他们不是就这样撇在一边，而是很整齐的 是放在另一个地方。
Now, why? Why did these things, as they analyzed them, provoke them to reason and to deduct?
点解佢哋睇到呢啲嘢，去使到佢哋去真系去思想、思考，理出一个原因
？It's rather simple. Dead bodies in those days were not dressed in street clothes like us today in funerals.
好简单嘅就系话，当时嘅尸体吓要埋葬嘅时候咧，佢唔系着住平日我哋着嘅衫，好似今日嘅丧礼一样。
Back then, they were wrapped tightly around with long strips of cloth. Today, we might think they look like mummies.
佢哋当时埋葬尸体嘅时候咧，嗰啲尸体要用一条好长嘅布咧去包住，好似我哋今日睇到嘅木乃伊一样。
That's why earlier in the Gospel of John, John 11.When Jesus performs a miracle and resuscitates Lazarus, his friend, he says, take off the grave clothes. He tells others to take off his grave clothes and let him go.
所以在约翰福音十一章，当耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的时候呢，他叫他的亲人呢，帮他解开，叫他走。
You see, Lazarus could not rip off the grave clothes himself, it's just wrapped around him too tightly.
你睇下拉撒路唔能够自己将自己从嗰啲嘅布包住佢嘅布里边去自己释放出嚟。呢啲布系紧紧嘅包住。
That's why, as John and Peter analyzed the scene, analyzed the grave clothes, it made no sense to them. Why is it neatly folded?
所以约翰同埋彼得睇到当时嗰啲细麻布好整齐咁样去放埋一边嘅时候咧，佢哋谂唔到点解会系咁。
You know, if enemies had stolen the body, why would they remove the grave clothes and neatly fold it up?
咁啊，你谂如果嗰啲敌人去将佢嘅尸体偷走嘅时候，点解将嗰啲嘅细麻布咁整齐嘅摆埋一边咧
？Right, no one in their right mind would do that because the body, you know, was decaying, was.It stunk.
冇人会咁样做，因为嗰个尸体咧开始发臭、腐烂。
If friends had stolen the body, why would they have shown such disrespect to Jesus and disrobe him?
如果系佢嘅朋友去偷走佢嘅尸体嘅时候，点解佢哋咁唔尊重，要将佢包住佢嘅布咧，系攞走，等佢一个赤裸嘅身体咁样咧
？And if the crucified Jesus had just revived himself, why wouldn't the grave clothes have been just ripped to shreds?
如果耶稣是自己去复活的时候，点解嗰啲嘅嗰个块布唔系去俾耶稣自己去撕烂撕开咁样咧
？And how could a seriously wounded, barely alive man, if Jesus didn't die, was able to take off thosebandages, that cloth that was wrapped so tightly.
如果耶稣基督当时是未死的时候，但他受了这么重的伤，他怎能够将这些布呢，是包得这么实的布呢，去撕开呢？
Do you see what's happening according to the text? Slowly but surely, in their very minds, John especially, was saying it had to be a supernatural event.
慢慢的约翰和彼得看到这件事情是一件超自然的事情，是不能够解释。
Because every other explanation has been eliminated.
因为所有其他的解释呢都被否定了。
And the text tells us that John was able to come to that improbable conclusion before Peter and Mary.
经文俾我哋睇到，约翰首先去嚟到呢、这个冇可能嘅一个总结，系比玛利亚同埋彼得更加早。
Because as you just read, verse 8 says John saw and believed。
第八节佢讲话乜？约翰睇到就相信。
Again, in the Gospel of John, the word belief is not merely intellectual assent, but a heart-touched faith that brings salvation.
约翰福音里面所讲的相信并不是只是头脑上面的认知认同，而是心里面的信心真的将能够带来这个救恩。
See, faith in the Bible is more than intellectual reasoning and assent.
圣经所讲的信心不是只是头脑上面的同意认知。
Faith in the Bible is more than looking at the evidence and working it all out, but it's not less than that.
信心亦都唔系只系单单睇个证据，然后理出个原因，但系亦都唔系比呢个更加少。
Faith includes your brain, your mind. How else will you be able to act on the entire person?
信心系包括咗你嘅心、你嘅头脑。如果唔系，你点样成个人去有行动呢
？And so John reasoned, asserted, thought out what was before his very eyes.
约翰就去思考，喺
，and he was the very first person to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead.
约翰是第一个相信耶稣基督从死里复活的人。
Again, he worked it out rationally.
他理性的去想出来。
But he didn't just conclude and stop there. He was willing to base his entire life upon that truth.
但他不是就这样停在那里，他是愿意将他整个的生命是建基在这个真理上面。
And most importantly, John came to a genuine saving faith without, let me repeat that, without having actually seen the risen Christ.
但最重要的就是约翰是得到这个得救的信心，是在见到这个耶稣复活了的耶稣基督而先。
Right? The text tells us he believed. He just saw the grave clothes folded there, the empty tomb. He did not yet meet the risen Christ.
经文俾我哋睇到，当约翰去到看见就信了，但佢未见到复活咗嘅耶稣基督，但系佢就已经相信。
Later on in the New Testament, most of the other disciples required an actual literal sight of the risen Christ.
其他的经文看到其他的门徒呢，是要见到耶稣基督才信。
But if you're familiar with the New Testament, you'll know Jesus himself insists that people can receive transforming faith without such an experience of actually seeing the risen Christ.
但耶稣说你是不需要见到真正复活了的耶稣基督，你就能够去得到这个改变你生命的信心。
And John is just the first of many, many examples of that very fact.
而约翰呢，就是这个事实的首先的一个例子。
John reasoned, assessed, and then believed.
约翰去思考，去找出原因，然后他相信。
And you can too, but you have to look at the scriptures, see the evidence there.
你都可以，但是你要去看这个经文，看当中的证据。
Conclude that what had happened is true. There's no other explanation.
然后得出一个结论，就是所发生的是实在是发生了，没有其他的解释。
And I believe it is true, if it is true, the only proper response is to go and follow him.
而当你得出这个总结是真的时候，我也相信这个是真。唯一的回应就是你要去跟随他。
And so that's the challenge. Will you do that?
这个是今天给你的挑战，你会不会这样做呢？
Will you take a careful look at what happened on that first Easter morning?
你会不会去小心去看看那个第一个复活节早上所发生的事？
The onus is on you. What other explanation can there be besides Jesus raising from the dead?
除了耶稣基督从死里复活之外，你就没可能去找到其他的解释呢？
It is historical fact and demands a response from you.
这个是一个历史的事实，是需要你有一个回应。
The only proper response to truth is to believe and to
唯一的回应就是要去相信。
Place your life in his hands.
将你的生命摆在他的手里面。
Father, we thank you for your word and how clear it is that gives us the evidence of the resurrection of Christ.
天父，我们感谢你的话语是一个很清楚的证据，让我们看到耶稣基督从死里复活。
I pray, Lord, that you would touch the lives of people here who hear this explanation of your word.
我祈祷你去触摸当中听到你的话语的人，他们的生命。
That you would move mightily in their lives, that they would come to you.
你在他们的生命去做大事，让他们来到去你的面前。
They would hear your call and respond to you as their Savior and Lord.
他们会听到你的回应，然后听到你的呼召，然后回应，称呼你为他们的救主。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。